The Haunted Underpants by Dale Shore, episode 25. When last we met, a boy called Gunston bought some underpants, which started talking to him. They have been swiped by his arch-enemy Vreeland. The pants may be plotting to take over the world. Now Gunston is with his grandfather, trying to get to the bottom of the pants. Now we continue. Grandfather and me left his home. Grandfather still carried his mysterious suitcase. I noticed we were walking towards the hill in town called the Tor, where I had previously met the strange wizard called Preskar, who told me all about he who could not be named, who was actually named Scantylord, but we weren't allowed to say it. "What are we doing at the Tor?" I asked.
"Ah, we will see indeed," Grandfather said mysteriously. "Wait here."
Grandfather took his suitcase and then disappeared behind the Tor's gift shack. Then I heard a cough. And the coughing, well, it was smug. I turned. There was a figure on the Tor. I saw the smirk before anything else. Yes, it was Vreeland, my enemy. "What is this?" I asked. "You'll see. It'd be nice if someone could just answer one of my questions for once." "And this," Vreeland uttered with enough drama that made you just want to punch him, "is Scantylord, he whose name cannot be uttered." For someone whose name could not be uttered, it certainly got uttered a massive amount. Then there was more rustling on the Tor.
"Is it all becoming clear now, young swain?"
It was a voice behind me. The shadow of a cone fell across my jodhpurs. This indicated the Preskar, the wizard, was approaching. I think I was supposed to be shocked by finding out that Preskar was, in fact, Scantylord as well. But then I couldn't really remember who Scantylord was and what he was supposed to be doing about it. No, it's not becoming all that clear, really," I answered honestly.
"Oh, right. Which bits are giving you the most trouble?" requested Preskar.
All of it?" he sighed, as did Vreeland.
It's really quite straightforward," Preskar / Scantylord said. "So I'm Scantylord and..."
And he started explaining the whole thing again, but I have to say, once more, I sort of drifted off. After an interminable amount of time, he concluded,
"And that's why we're all here now."
Great," I said.
"Great? No, terrible," I said.
"Look," Vreeland barked in that repellent way of his, "can we just get this started?" "Started? What's starting?"
"Weren't you listening to anything?"
Preskar asked me.
"This is the final reckoning to take control of the magical pants and settle the fate of the world."
"Oh, right.
And you are to be sacrificed to appease our panty overlords."
"Wait, what?"
"The prophecy states that an idiot must be sacrificed to appease the demonic undergarments."
"I thought you were on my side," I said to Preskar.
"I just told you all this. You big double cross, weren't you listening?"
"What, so you're sacrificing me?"
"Yep," Preskar, or whoever he was, replied quite breezily.
"Well, this was a bit of a pain. So from what I could gather, I was about to be killed to make the pants happy and I wasn't going to Mars, or possibly the other way round. But why should I believe any of this? You might be just some weirdo in a cone, and he's got a big face."
"Apprentice," Preskar suddenly shrieked at Vreeland, "enter the circle."
I didn't see a circle, but Vreeland, really playing up to his part, stepped forward.
"Now," Preskar continued in excitement, "reveal yourself."
Vreeland began to hum in a way that seemed completely unnecessary. Then he lifted both his arms above his head, grabbed his hair and started to tug. The skin on his head, it started to pull and slip and then it finally popped off his neck with, well, a pop. I gasped. Once the head had been removed, something very extraordinary was poking out of Vreeland's neck. Pants! Yes! Pants!
Vreeland was made of pants!
Next time,
Vreeland's made of pants!